Recently, Supreme Master Ching Hai graciously allowed our association members to gather for an international seminar. It was a joyous occasion as Master and disciples reunited to meditate and pray for peace. During her visit to meet with our association members, Supreme Master Ching Hai also spoke of the teachings of past masters and answered the spiritual questions of fellow initiates. Throughout the ages, compassionate, enlightened masters have urged people to surrender to the greater universal power by seeking the divine within from which all other goodness and happiness follow. This message was echoed again in a Taoist tale about longevity, which Supreme Master Ching Hai shared with our association members during the international gathering on December 18, 2008.
Let's go back to the Zen Buddhist monk. Maybe he's not monk, he's just a person. He studied Zen Buddhism and he probably meditate a lot. So he went there to see his friend who is now also practicing Taoist way of life. Yeah. Either way, it's okay. Taoist or Buddhist. As long as you practice well, then you can free your spirit from the shackle of this physical prison. And then you can go anywhere you want. You could go to heaven, of course. Yes? That we would prefer. I would prefer. Eh? Than spending time and go to a garden and pluck the flower and come back to show that you've been there. It's also fun, perhaps. But would you exchange that for going to heaven?
No.
These kind are astral magical power. You practice well, you can do that. Yes. You can walk on water. Yes. You can disappear into the wall and come out the other end again. You can do all kinds of things. Yes. But it's not necessary, yes, to have those in order to be liberated in one lifetime or to go to a higher level. To go to the higher level, in fact, we have to forsake all this. Otherwise, we enjoy it too much. You know, we like it. So much freedom in the physical realm. It feels fun, you know? Imagine, sit here and just suddenly disappear into the ground and go out to somewhere else, you know, a few minutes later. Scaring everybody, you know, and then suddenly come back again, just appear from nowhere. Huh? Or flying in the air, or, you know, changing yourself into a cat or dog or whatever shape. Eh? So a Zen Buddhist who has practiced obviously many long years in order to disappear and go to the garden far away, yes. So now, one has mastered the art of going there, so he went so fast that the second person lagged a little bit behind. He said, I already walked around the garden three times. That is another piece of ego cheesecake. Yes. In the beginning, he already demonstrates some ego. He come to see his friend. Yeah. And to discuss Buddhism and Taoism. Instead, he said, you know, I have mastered the art of astral projection. That's what we call it now in the modern time. Astral projection means you can go in your astral body, yeah, and go somewhere else and come back. Immediately he boasted like that to his friend, thinking that the other one cannot do it. Ah. He couldn't imagine. His friend also can. So they both agreed to go. Fine. And then, over there, he demonstrated his ego again. He didn't even wait for his friend. He went so fast. Not only he sat there already, he has to tell him that he has walked around the garden three times. Well, what for saying that? One time would be enough, don't you think? Now, this guy, he went three times. For what reason?
To show off.
So, first of all, he went to show off in the temple, yeah? To see his friend. Not genuinely come to see a friend because you miss him, but come to show off his achievement, yeah, of astral projection. And then now, since his friend also know the art of traveling in spirit, he feel a little bit put off. So he has to use all his mind to run fast. And in the garden, run 3 times again, so that at least he's something better. The first one, the Poton, was just sitting in his temple, teaching his disciples, and minding his own business, right? He didn't even call his friend by phone or email him, tell him, please come here and let's go to a garden together. He probably did not say anything yet until his friend asked him, you know, I can you? Then he said, okay, I can. What for you see the flowers? Huh? Now I don't even want to pluck any flowers. I don't even want to pluck vegetable. I don't want to pluck anything at all. Because number one, you know, you don't need to do that. You let them live, yeah? Number two, you're not interested. Even if you say, okay, Master, there are new flower garden, you know, with more flowers, variety that we have never seen before, and tell me to go, I also don't bother to go. Okay, the first one won't come to show off. I can travel in spirit. Since the friend also can, he feel a little bit disappointed, so he has to run around the garden 3 times to show that, okay, I'm better. I arrive first anyway. Probably the other Zen monk, oh, never mind, you know. You go to garden, why hurry, you know? The Zen monk can pluck the flower truly and take it home, and the other guys cannot. So who has the last laugh? Huh? The Buddhist Taoist monk. Look at the two of them. Competing in magical power. Such a children play like that. After he said to him that I have walked around the garden 3 times, Poton said to his friend, okay, why don't we pluck some flowers to bring home? Because he knows. The first guy want to show his speed. Waiting, you know, the one who went first to the garden. So the Buddhist Taoist Poton knows the other guys cannot pluck the flower and bring home. So I say, why don't we pluck the flowers? Yes. Yeah, both want to show who's the best. And of course the Buddhist Taoist had the last laugh then. But what for? They are very funny. He knows it immediately. Therefore, after they arrived back at the Poton's quarter, the Buddhist Taoist quarter, immediately asked the Buddhist, where is your flower? You can smell the E. The E that did not go yet. The E that still go around and stick to the person. So of course he knew already that the Zen Buddhist cannot find it, yeah? Because he knew already that he's only trouble in the mind, but not in the physical dimension as well. Not the physical cells as well. So I said, where's your flower? Where is my flower? I don't have. So, of course, now he can laugh. And he took out from his sleeve a beautiful chrysanthemum from that garden and present it to his friend. Nicely and politely even. Yeah. I know you love flowers. So take this home for a souvenir. You see, they both are similar. When his friend told him that he has been here long ago and walked around the garden 3 times already, the Poton or the Buddhist Taoist also doesn't say anything, you know. Doesn't even say, oh, you are better than me, oh, okay, I haven't mastered anything. And the same with when the Poton saw the flower, he also didn't say anything, oh, you are really good and I have to learn that. And no. Both of them keep quiet. Just try to do another trick to get even. Take this home as a memory of our good time today. How can a man who has ego so much still feel that it was a good time when he cannot take back a flower? And now he has to take home the evidence of his loser position. Imagine, practice spiritual and still like that. Sarcasm, competitiveness, but nevertheless, this story is a very interesting story to let you know that there are such things, yeah? That you can even overcome gravity, overcome the physical laws in this world to be something else, to be free. At least go to some garden and pluck a flower. That's already very good, right? How many people can do that? Not to talk about that we go up to a higher realm, you know, in a spiritual dimension. That's even harder, of course. So later, of course, he explained Poton, you know, in all splendor, you know. Of course, his student would ask, you know. And of course, he'd be too happy to answer. So he was just too happy to answer, but casually, you know, like, oh, we think he couldn't do it because he only cultivated his mind. Oh, and the student, of course, has the opportunity to praise his master. And of course, he enjoyed that very much, Poton. Because even in those times, maybe even more so in those times, if anyone who mastered the art of this astral projection, you know, going through long distance in no time and come back without any transportation needed, that is somebody to be revered, even like God, or at least the immortal, they call him, yeah, the great master. So even then, already something very, very phenomenal. But the master beat him, won over the battle. Then, of course, the student will feel much more awe. So Poton has mastered the art to travel with the spirit as well as the corporal form, yeah, to go together. So it's a little different, eh? Some people can also travel very fast with the body, you know? They just step in on a blade of grass or in on air or any little thing. So just to travel very fast, like flying, yeah, almost. Maybe that's why he's a little bit slower, because he takes his corporal form, therefore he's slower than the other guy. But when he died, he could not take his body with him. You know, because when he's about to shed his body and enter immortal abode, he called his students and said that after I die, you should cremate my body. So after all, he couldn't take his body with him. If he could take his body to the garden, why don't just take it anywhere else? Has to cremate the body. But after they cremated his body, they found many relics, you know. Buddhism is very important that you die, you leave some relics behind. A legend, you know, like Buddha, when he died, he left a lot of relics. Relics is something left over from your body, which look like jewel, like pearl or shining or some golden color. So we see here that even the master cannot take his body with him. Maybe one of the highest disciples understood the problem, so he took his body away and let him rest in peace somewhere else. Yeah? Because when the master was alive, he teach peace, right? And harmony between religions and even between men. So why should he, at the stage of nirvana, has to witness such a fight, yeah, in front of his coffin? Imagine how illogical, yeah, and how defaming for the master. So you can tell that even you follow a master, but if you are not enlightened enough, then you also do a blunderous thing, right? So don't be like those. And if you have magical power, don't bother competing. I say to you, stay away from it, so that we can transcend and go to a higher realm, okay? The master who could take his body to the flower garden could not take it to where?
Heaven.
That's it. So in order to practice a true longevity, we have to enter eternal life, not this kind of live a little longer. Because he practiced here, he went to cultivate meditation and the art of longevity. He was interested in it. So he studied with the Buddhists and the Taoists, both. But he died, like everybody else, at the age of 99.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. In Japan, they have a lot of women who practice nothing and live over 100 years. Now, many men and women, they live over 100, you know?
We enjoyed your company today for Between Master and Disciples. Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, is up next, right after Noteworthy News, here on Supreme Master Television. Let us all live in harmony and happiness with all beings.